Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse. I am joined in studio this morning by Daniel, as well as Jamie and Pablo from Embark. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Morning. Good to be here.
So nice to have you all in the studio this morning, and I'm very excited to talk about Embark sustainability, but also about the Learning Gardens and the 10th anniversary celebration that's coming up next Wednesday. So I guess let's just jump right into it. And I'm familiar with Embark. Some of our listeners might be, but just in case, why don't you guys just sort of explain to them what's Embark? What is Embark sustainability?
Absolutely. So Embark Sustainability Society is an independent student-centered not-for-profit based out of SFU campuses. We're here to support SFU students and the greater community to explore climate and food justice through hands-on experiential learning. And one of the great ways that we do that is through our learning gardens. So we have four learning gardens, two on Burnaby campuses and two on Surrey campuses, where students and others can get together to garden, grow their skills, and learn a little bit more about food justice.
The idea of a learning garden, it sounds really cool. Maybe can we get a little bit more in depth into what specifically, what is a learning garden, and what can students do there? Like what? Yeah, let's learning gardens.
Yeah, absolutely. So our learning gardens are designed for students to come and develop their gardening skills and develop ways to connect to nature and to food. And through hands-on activities, they develop those skills. Students can rent a garden plot for a year and put in practice what they have learned. So we have, as Jamie mentioned, two gardens here in Burnaby campus, one located behind Task 1, which has 60 garden beds, and one located on the terrace of the Student Union building, which has 18 garden beds.
So lots of space.
Lots of space, yes, and quite nice areas. Those areas as well have become social spaces where students meet, have lunch, gather, have some chats. Quite nice to see all of them using this space during the summer.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's definitely one benefit of gardening and spending time in nature is that social element. Maybe can you expand a little bit more on why it's important for students or people generally to learn these gardening skills, to have the opportunity to do this?
Yeah, sure. Well, nowadays everyone is talking about how expensive food is. And as well, we're trying to reconnect with nature. So we need to know about nature in order to respect and to protect and to restore. So learning gardens, you try to fill that space so students can get their hands on and develop some skills.
Right, because a lot of students, I mean, if you're living in student housing, you don't have garden space. If you're living, well, most places these days, it's a real rarity to have a garden in your own living space, right?
Yeah. If you live here in campus in the dorms, you don't have a space to grow. So yeah, having the learning garden close by is quite good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the ways that I think the learning gardens have grown is you've expanded the actual sort of footprint, right? Like they're in more areas than when you started. How else has the program grown over the last 10 years?
I'd say that over the past 10 years, we've been able to sort of build and expand not only like geolocationally, but also the kinds of learnings that we're offering. So I think in the past, we were solely focused on providing folks those learning skills of like direct how to grow organic produce in their homes or through our plots. These days, we're asking people to reflect a lot on the food systems they exist within as well and learn a little bit more about, you know, how this relates back to the people who grow their food in the grocery stores, how the cost of groceries disabilities affects their families and neighbors, and how they can better prepare themselves to advocate for just food systems in their community. So we've really blended those things together. It really is a perfect way to ground those food justice learnings. There's really nothing better than that, than the soil and sunlight of a garden.
Yeah, right, yes.
Do either of you have like a favorite memory or moment from that happened in the Learning Gardens? Like, is there something you can think of, or a couple things that really make you, you know, when you look back, that's like a real highlight?
Oh, yes. One day we host gardening cohorts during the summer, and we were with the gardeners, with the students gardening. And when we lift our heads, deers were around, just visiting the garden and munching from the vegetables. So everybody was like, oh, nature is just so close to us. And, well, the deers are quite familiar to the students in campus and people in campus, that they didn't bother. So they just, but everybody was very excited.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have those moments where you can, like, really directly connect with nature, but then also really see how what you're doing, even though, you know, like, gardening doesn't necessarily feel like part of nature, like it feels separate, but it is. Then you see a deer come and eat some of the vegetables, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is all the same thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
totally.
Yes, totally.
That's really cool. Anything for you, Jamie, or should we leave it at the deer memory?
You know, I have spent much less time in the garden than Pablo, which I'm very saddened about. I'd love to spend more time in the garden. For me, I think it's the human connection that I get to make while there. Usually I'm helping to replant things or to turn over soil, and rarely do I find we take moments with community just to chat and be together. And so it really provides that social opportunity for folks. And I see that as well with the community groups who rent plots here. They've really taken advantage of it as a space to build community and to kind of explore what they'd like to with their communities.
That's great. So if students are interested in getting involved in joining that community and renting out a plot, learning in the garden themselves, how can they do that?
Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of different ways to get involved. We run Learning Garden cohorts every semester. We have unfortunately just gotten in everybody for this summer semester, but for fall and spring, it's an opportunity to meet once a week with Pablo, learn a little bit about gardening, and to have a plot of your own. If you're somebody looking to rent a plot for a very low barrier cost, we have garden plots available on an annual basis, and that renewal happens in the spring. So I genuinely recommend checking out our Instagram. We're at Embark Sustain for updates on when you can apply for both those things.
Great. And, you know, we're always happy to have you in here to talk about Embark generally, but we are here because the 10th anniversary celebration of the Learning Gardens is coming up on Wednesday, May 31st, a week mm-hmm. yesterday. Let's chat. What's happening? What can people expect? Pitch me on this event, I guess.
Well, the Learning Garden was an initiative that started in 2013. A student initiative that at the beginning was only for 3 years, but it has turned into 10 years. So it's good reason to celebrate mm-hmm. something that we didn't think they were going to last so long. And during this time, we have expanded in all two campuses and with so many gardens. So yeah, it's time to celebrate. That's the reason we invited everyone to come and join us.
For sure. Definitely reason to celebrate. 10 years is a long time for any project. Daniel?
Yeah, Learning Gardens does sound amazing. It sounds like a really good opportunity to learn. There's definitely a lot of value to it. And it makes me wonder if there are any restrictions for what students can grow and if you provide the seeds and all those skills.
Oh, yeah. So unfortunately, we don't provide any plant material. We only provide the space, the tools, and the skills to grow vegetables. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any restricted...
There are some restrictions, yes, particularly no invasive herbs such as mint, because mint tends to take over.
You'll just have 10 plots of mint and nothing else.
Yeah, and as well as berry bushes. Well, we don't allow berry bushes. Okay. And the other are more than welcome, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's good to know. Extra info on the plots. In terms of the celebration itself, I've said it's on Wednesday. What time do things get started? Where is it? Let's get the concrete details out.
Yeah, so you can stop by at 3 p.m. in the Burnaby Learning Garden. That's directly below Task 1. There will be music. There will be food. So hopefully you'll be able to hear us from a little bit afar. We're also going to be inviting gardeners who have been with us for this time to kind of share their stories and learn a little bit more about the different experiences people have had in the gardens. So it'll be a really good opportunity to connect with community and learn a little bit more about everything that we're getting into. So that's 3 p.m. next Wednesday in the Burnaby Learning Garden, which is below Task 1 on Burnaby campus.
Yeah, a little bit of a walk through some nicely treed pathways
exactly,
to get there.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I am excited for the event. I'm excited to celebrate 10 years of the Learning Garden. Anything else our listeners should know about the event or about Embark itself?
I think something that I've learned over the years from Pablo is that gardening is not just for people who already know and love gardening. Anybody can be a gardener, and it's something that you can pick up even if you feel like you don't have a green thumb. Certainly I don't. I'd also like to share that, you know, this is 10 years of the Learning Garden, but it's also 8 years under the support of Pablo Vimos and his expertise. So there's just so much to celebrate and so much to do with community together. We're really excited to have you all there.
Great. Well, Jamie, Pablo, thank you for coming in and spreading the word about the Learning Garden and the 10th anniversary celebration next Wednesday, May 31st at 3 p.m. in the Learning Garden below Task 1. Okay. Well, yeah. Thanks for coming.
I guess we'll
play off with some music. I had this pulled up before Jamie walked into the studio, and you said, "Hey, I went to this show last week."
I did, and it was the most people at a local show I've ever seen. It was lovely.
Seems fitting. This is how even to describe, Jeff, the beacon of lo-fi Vancouver pop. I hesitate to even call it lo-fi. No, DIY, let's call it that, because it is pristine and immaculate. This is 10 Things I Crave About You by Devours from the new record Homecoming Queen here on Speak Up. I've been speaking with Jamie and Pablo from the Embark Sustainability about the 10-year celebration of the Learning Garden next Wednesday, May 31st at 3 p.m. here on the Burnaby campus.
This is Bird Note. Meet the secretary bird, a bird of prey like no other on Earth. Picture, if you can, a slim eagle striding through the grasslands of sub-Saharan Africa on tall, slender legs like those of a crane. Standing 4 feet tall, the secretary bird is beautiful, feathered in silver, set off by black wings and leggings. The face is half covered in bright red skin. Beyond the black tail extend two long white plumes tipped in black, and from the back of the head dangles a spray of long black feathers. Utterly fantastic in appearance, these specialized raptors are also serious carnivores. Secretary birds track down their prey not on the wing, but on foot, often walking more than 20 miles a day. They hunt rodents, snakes, insects, lizards, and other animals, dispatching them by stamping repeatedly with rapid, powerful kicks of their talons. Secretary, in the bird's name, might follow from its black head quills, reminiscent of 19th century human secretaries with black quill pens. But more probably, secretary derives from the Arabic word for hunter bird. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. You just heard a conversation with Pablo and Jamie from Embark Sustainability, the student sustainability organization here on campus, talking about the 10-year celebration of the Learning Gardens Initiative, which is a super cool program where students can get skills to learn how to garden. They can rent out plots and have the space and tools to do so. Anything you want to grow outside of an invasive species. So that's pretty cool. You can check out the celebration next Wednesday, May 31st at 3 p.m. at the Learning Garden up here on SFU's Burnaby campus. It's below the Task 1 building, which is, it's a little southeast of where we are here. So if you find the station, you can just sort of head out the back doors and walk over a hill and you'll be in the right direction. You can find, if you go to sfu.ca and look at a map, you'll find Task 1 and it's right there. Or as Jamie said, just open your ears and maybe you'll hear some music. You just heard some music here on Speak Up as we usually do. You heard the latest from local pop sensation Devours. His track, 10 Things I Crave About You, which Jamie heard at a concert on Thursday evening. A concert that I wanted to go to, but I had already been to two concerts that week. Or no, I had already planned to go to two concerts last week. Can't do three. That's crazy, right? Too many concerts. You got to monitor the social battery. But Daniel, I asked you as we were chatting while Devours was playing. What was the latest concert you went to?
The last one I went to was a JID and SmiNo concert. For those of you who know who JID and SmiNo are, I don't think I would have gone to a JID concert by itself, even though I like the artist, or a SmiNo concert by itself. But the fact that it was together, just really. I was like, yeah. And so I went, but I hadn't listened to their most recent albums, either of them. So I went there and they were playing some older songs that I knew and it was cool, but that was once in a while. So the rest of it, I wasn't familiar with. And everyone around me was like super hype.
Yeah.
And I kind of had to pretend to be hype. But the music was good. Mm-hmm. Some of them, you know, I didn't really like, but there's some songs on albums where you don't like them the first time.
Sure. They got to grow on you.
Yeah, exactly. Grow on you. But I hadn't had that before the concert. It was still fun, for sure. But I just couldn't sing along to a lot of the songs. All I could do was dance.
Yeah, that's tough. And I mean, at least you could dance, right?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I've been in that situation a lot where, you know, maybe you liked an artist's older stuff, but you haven't had a chance to listen to the new album. And
yeah.
You go to the show and you know, they're going to play some of the hits, but mm-hmm. the point of the tour is to sort of showcase the new music stuff, right?
The evolution, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned, you know, maybe there'll be some songs that you don't like because maybe you don't like them the first time. There's also, you know, if it's the first tour where they're playing those songs, A, they're going to be less practiced playing them, but B, those just might not be the right songs, mm-hmm. right?
Even in the formats, like the live formats,
totally.
Live instruments, it kind of, I think if you've heard it before, you have a better appreciation of how it sounds like live.
Totally.
Even if it doesn't sound like as crisp.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing it at the venue for the first time, it's not too clear how the song really sounds.
Yeah, you don't have the map to interpolate from, you
yeah,
know, right?
Exactly.
Like you can cut them a lot more slack if they're, you know, like maybe not singing some of the words or mm-hmm. like cutting certain parts out because in the studio you're able to layer things together so tightly
yeah.
and you might have to do it differently live. And yeah, if the first time you're hearing it is this sort of like modified live version.
Yeah, it's a different impression.
Totally.
For sure. It's actually my first concert, actually.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to go to some previous ones. Mm-hmm. The first one I tried to go to was in Nigeria for an artist called... At the time, he was known as Santi.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's known as Kroll Santino.
Okay.
One of my, you know, favorite artists in, like, 2019. So I wanted to go see him, but the tickets were, like, overly expensive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then there was a concert. It was during the pandemic, 2021, for Isaiah Rashad, another mm-hmm. artist that I really like. And I bought the tickets and everything, but his concert got canceled, you know, because he couldn't make
sure.
it to the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the border. So this... was my first one. I kind of just wanted to get it over with because
yeah.
I really wanted to go to a concert. So I went to J.A.D. and Smino, and it was really fun. They performed some songs that are basically iconic in my mind
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I can sing back to front. I just didn't know the newer stuff, but
sure.
it was all good.
Yeah. It's funny, Isaiah Rashad, that's an artist where if I were to go see him in concert, I would know like all the stuff from the Sun's Tirade
yes.
off the back of my hand, like
dude,
no
yes.
problem. But anything newer, I'd be like, oh, you have other songs?
he waited like 5 years to release another album.
Yeah,
I was waiting the whole time.
For sure.
I was on
just refreshing every
just
day.
Every,
like, come on, nothing.
Every single. I listened to leaks.
Yeah,
so many leaks. I probably listened to every Isaiah Rashad leak there was between 2016 and 2021.
There's a lot.
Just going on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them were on the album that I finally released. Some of them weren't. Some of them he dropped as singles before the album. Some of them as singles after the album. So he was feeding the fans for quite a while there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just glad when he dropped. I was definitely going to go, but
yeah.
it got canceled.
Well, he'll be back.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's get to a JID track. We have Working Out, which was your pick. Anything you can tell us about this?
Yeah. There are two versions. There's the album version and the Colors Show version. So I prefer the Colors Show version just because, like, at the end, there's like a skit, like in the regular album form. But in the Color Show, it's cut out because it's an interesting skit, but only in context of the album. Sometimes I just want to hear the music and move on. But I really like it. The first time I heard it, I couldn't believe my ears. The beat, the flow, just everything was just really good. It was one of the songs that I was waiting for when I went to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally performed it at one time. I think I went up the bleachers to sit down. And once the song came up, I ran back down.
Sprint back down the bridge.
Ran back into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Nice. All right. This you were working out to get back down to the floor in
yeah.
time to catch Working
exactly.
Out by JID here on Speak Up on CJSF.
Yeah. Look, on everything, I gave everything and got nothing back. Ain't looking for it, no pat on backs, that ain't how we got. Where the we at? Mama called, where the you at? On the road and I ain't coming back. Into my 100 stacks, make 100 racks, and that 100 racks bring a bundle back. I was blowing gas like the honey badger. Say I did the money snatcher. Say I be, I'm coming after everybody, don't get the bloody splatter. I'm flying, I got my fly too. Shit is like buddy passes. I wanna cry cause I'm numb inside. If you wonder why, ask what's the matter. Yeah. Cause I've been working hard. It ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord. It ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars. Keep my head up in the clouds. It ain't really working out. It ain't really working out. It it ain't really working out.
Don't explain what is there to gain.
Yeah, okay, it ain't really working out. Now I got a little bread. Got my working out. Damn, baby, yo. Fashion. I can see you working out. Then you got a new job. Tell me how that working out. Heard you doing pretty good, yeah. People talk word about. Wasn't around when you had the dirty house. Now they won't leave when you kick them out. These type of people can't stick around. Only down when it's lick around or the split around. That's why I don't now. Well, I put down my. You know the difference. You've been living with tunnel vision. You and all of your friends are like Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, working for it. If you ever wanted something, searching for a purpose, I see what you want. Difference in how you be using your gifts in the midst of the bitches you dealing with. Really specific. You pay attention, panoramic. Got the vision like Ferdinand. Shoe attack, you kill it. Sticking your teeth with the venom. Kinda like me with the instrumentals. Or the pen and the pencil. Or off the pimping, says been pimping, keep it sensible. Since you winning, you an object of ridicule. Objects appearing closer than you ready for. Obviously, you don't know what's ahead, but that's the reason. Yeah, I've been working hard, it ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord, it ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars, keep my head up in the clouds. It ain't really working out, it ain't really working out. It ain't really working out.
Working Out by J.I.D. Whoops, sorry, I'm all twisted up. My mic was behind my head for some reason there. I'm back, though, back here with Daniel on Speak Up on CJSF. Hey, we were talking about concerts, and Daniel went to see J.I.D. with Cimino in January, and had a good time, you know.
Really good time,
but you didn't necessarily know all the music because there was some new stuff mm-hmm. thrown in there. I was telling Daniel off air that one of my most recent concerts, I went to two concerts last week, could have gone to even more, but I got a surprise visit from my sister on the weekend, and so I was supposed to go to a concert on Saturday also, and previously mentioned the Devours concert on Thursday that was right. like 5 blocks from my house, but I didn't go because oh my god. Anyway, I did go and see one of my favorite bands from college, from university, Sunset Rubdown, who are the I have kept calling them a solo project of Spencer Krug, who is one of the singers and primary songwriters for the Canadian indie band Wolf Parade, who were pretty popular here in Canada. I don't think they had, maybe some U.S. and Europe shine, but yeah, you know, I don't think they were ever playing more than, a couple thousand person venues at any time. But